We've all lost something and then spent lots of time looking for where we placed it. You could say that was somewhat the case for this national monument. An archaeologist knew the bones were there. It just took a long time to figure out exactly where they were. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Great discoveries can take time. Brant Porter says it took 2 years of walking to make the find here.
A gentleman named Earl Douglas, who was working for the Carnegie Museum, came out to this area after walking around for a couple years. In 1909, he found 8 tail vertebrae of an Apatosaurus, which is one of the long-necked, plant-eating dinosaurs, one of the largest creatures that's ever roamed the earth.
Today, this stretch of land along the Utah-Colorado border is Dinosaur National Monument. The spot where Douglas made his discovery yielded finds far beyond his initial search.
There's somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 dinosaur bones that are exposed on a 60-foot tall by 200-foot wide piece of this quarry face that is enclosed within the visitor center.
The exposed quarry face holds much more than massive dinosaurs, though.
One of the paleontologists here actually jokes that the place should be actually called Clam National Monument because there are more fossilized clams on the wall than there are dinosaurs. There's also a lot more there than meets the eye. A lot of the research that's focused in the more recent years is trying to find smaller things that lived here, not necessarily the things that weighed 34 tons when they were alive.
Today, the geography here is rocky, with sparse vegetation except for irrigated areas. But when dinosaurs roamed here, the area probably looked much different.
Well, it's suspected that a lot of this area in that time was more like the African savanna, where you have patchy vegetation filled with ferns and cycads and that sort of thing.
We'll have more about the dinosaurs discovered here next time as we travel the countryside. In Jensen, Utah, I'm Andrew McCray.